That's what's art.
We can't use any of this. Let's do something we can. Let's talk about things that we can use.
Clean show.
Well, not even just not just clean. I mean, definitely clean, but more mainstream topics, not the stuff that you were bringing up.
Okay.
Did you get buzzed?
Where?
What was that sound?
Oh yeah, that was like a text message.
Are you shaving in the middle of this?
No.
Oh. Okay.
Text, that's how text messages. I have it turned off so then it buzzes, but I don't know how to turn off the buzz so that there's nothing. I don't.
That's cuz we're dads, man.
I'm not good with the phone and all this technology.
I tried to turn off some of the stuff and my choices are turn everything off or turn everything to 11 or off.
Right.
So I just turn everything off. So now people are like, "Oh, you didn't hear my No, I didn't hear that." I hear nothing. There's no buzzing, no nothing. Good. That's good. You know what? The opening of the show is, hey, Alan and Adam are just cavemen.
I'm just reading my text.
We're the beginning. Great. Is it from me? I wouldn't be surprised if I just accidentally texted you.
Yeah. Hey, we have a show to do. Stop fooling around, Alan.
Okay, let's do it then.
Okay.
Hello and welcome to episode 413 of the Two Hosters Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tubing in Germany, and with me as always is
Adam in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
Oh, just lay it all out. Lotus Land. Throw a Lotus Land in there.
Sure.
What's going on in Lotus Land, Adam?
Just more of the same, you know.
No,
just,
come on. It's Vancouver.
Keep it on. Just trying to keep it real. Trying to be the best person that I can be.
Oh, good. Yearbook answer.
Taking it one day at a time.
Mm-hmm. Good Lord willing, things will work out.
Yeah, yeah. Hard work pays off.
Oh, come on. I'm not starting again.
Okay, sorry.
Forget the hard work. All right. No, what? Like it's gearing up to be the holiday season in Vancouver. Do you have your tickets to the Stanley Park train?
No, I'm not sure if we're gonna go or not. We'll go to Van Dusen Gardens probably. Mm-hmm. I don't know. We don't have a ton of holiday time in that. We generally will visit family and friends, and you know, we got a bunch of things on the holiday agenda. So
are you going to the in-laws again?
I believe we will be there for part of it. I'm not sure exactly how many days, but my wife, I'm sure, can tell me.
How's the weather looking up there? Like, are you going to get some sledding in?
I'm hoping. I haven't even looked at that, any of it. So I'm focusing on the here and the now, but yeah. I know there'll be a couple days up there. I think they're getting snow up there now, so I guess that's
you're going to blink. I mean, we're still a ways away. I'm assuming you have the Christmas tree up. If not, you're doing it tomorrow.
Just did. We did it like a couple days ago. Yeah.
Yeah. See, I can't. You always do it in November, don't you?
No, not well.
Yeah, you do. I think you do.
We do usually the first weekend of December. That's generally my rule, but that's more the outside lights. My wife takes care of getting the things ready on the inside, so we don't have any outside lights up yet.
I am generally in Vancouver around mid November. Sometimes a little bit earlier, sometimes a little bit later, but usually mid November. And I've been to your house a couple times where you put I've seen your daughter put the star on the Christmas tree.
Mm-hmm. That's all on them. But okay. I am not until the beginning of December for lights outside. So yes, we just did put up the Christmas tree, but lights will probably go up this weekend.
Yeah. Okay. We haven't even got a Christmas tree yet. We probably won't for 2 weeks.
Well, yeah. Otherwise it probably doesn't last, right?
Right. And they put it up Christmas Eve day here. That's how you do it. You put it up on Christmas Eve. I think we've talked about this before. Then you bring it down on January the 6th, which I don't like. I don't like it. But then I'm tired of it by then.
Right.
There is one good one, and that is, by the way, if you do the math on that, that is 12 days, and that is the 12 days of Christmas.
Okay.
Made popular by Bob and Doug McKenzie.
Right.
Yeah. The regardless, that's where that 12 days. But however, here's a tip for you, and all the listeners, if you are traveling to Germany around the holidays, and you roll up to someone's house for a house party. If you say to the owner of the house, here's what you say to him. It's a good looking Christmas tree right there. Bam, he is legally required to pour you a shot.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's how they do it here in Germany. Christmas tree looks good. Okay, who wants a shot of peach schnapps? Not peach, we have a pear schnapps. Birne. Order Kirsch schnapps. That's cherry.
Okay.
Go with the pear.
I've only ever had the peach.
Yeah, no, that's for 17-year-old girls on spring break.
Yeah.
Skip that.
I thought it was like that. There's a drink with orange juice. Is it orange juice and peach schnapps? There's some kind of just I don't know. My
daughter takes that to grade two.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It got weird. It got weird there at the end. She doesn't do that.
Okay.
There is something. I don't know. It's a fuzzy navel you're thinking of, and I hate the fact that I know what that is. But I'll be honest with you. I date a lot of 17-year-old girls.
All right. I'm not going to acknowledge this line of conversation for the fact that there may be police listening right now.
Let's assume that I was joking.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Stick. Good. So my father-in-law, he makes the homemade pear schnapps, and
like cherry. In his bathtub or what?
No, it's something in the village. They I don't know. Like we pick them. We have our own little orchard. And which I think I've posted pictures before. So we have our own little orchard. We have a cherry tree. We have a pear tree. And so, you know, all the stuff, the ones you can't eat, a lot of them just fall off on the ground, et cetera, et cetera. And those are the ones that you use to make your schnapps out of. And so there's a guy, I don't actually make it myself. We take it to some dude in the village who, that's what he does. He makes, it's a, what do you call it? Brennerei, like a distillery.
Okay.
And so he does it. All the local hillbillies bring their stuff to him, and he makes the moonshine out in the woods, okay. Essentially.
Okay. And yeah. Now you pay him, I'm assuming.
Yeah. And then we ship it all over the all over Baden-Württemberg in a 1970 Dodge Challenger.
Nice.
Yeah. So that was a Dukes of Hazzard reference for those of you keeping score at home. The It sounds like we're doing the Christmas episode because there's no photography yet, and we're not. This is actually a photo show.
Okay, all right.
All I'm saying is if you show up in Germany and you're going to have the homemade stuff, say, hey, nice Christmas tree, get the pear. Pear is good. The cherry schnapps is okay in a pinch. You can drink it. Otherwise, you clean your paintbrushes with it.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go. All right, Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
Holy cow. If you need to get a... want to go buy a podcast that actually talks about photography, go to Amazon.
Mm-hmm. It's loaded with kids.
I don't know. Does Amazon do it? They must do podcasts. They do everything.
Yeah, I don't know.
Who cares? Who cares what Jeff Bezos thinks? Not a sponsor. Kind of is a sponsor, though, actually. Now that I'm saying it out loud, kind of a sideways sponsor.
But buy all your photography gifts for the Christmas holidays.
Do please do and click through our site. It helps us out. That's great. But wow, have I been inundated with emails from not just Amazon, but a lot of Amazon stuff with the cyber. Not even Cyber Monday anymore. It's just morphed into, oh my god, can we stop? Stop.
Black Friday week continues is what the flyers are saying right now.
Black Friday week.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
I don't know how it works. It's continuing.
Yeah. I don't know how it works. I don't know how it works in Canada, but apparently in Germany, I was told Black Friday, the name Black Friday, which isn't even, they would call it Schwarzfreitag, which they don't even call it Schwarzfreitag, but the name Black Friday has been copyrighted by a Chinese firm, and so anyone who wants to use it has to pay this company money. So a lot of them are just calling it, I forget what they're calling it, like Sales Friday or Good Deal Friday or something like that. Ironically, some sort of Chinese translation like Happy Fun Friday or something like that. And so evidently after this year, Germany said, you know what? You can't copyright that. Next year, you can just do whatever you want.
Which is kind of the way it should be all the time.
You'd think. All right. Well, that story was brought to you by our new sponsor, Stories That No One Cares About. Yeah. Thanks for telling us that one.
Stories about Germany that nobody cares about.
Yeah, tell us about the Christmas tree one with the free shot of schnapps again, Alan. That was a doozy.
That might come in handy sometime.
It will. That one will come in handy. The Black Friday one's never, unless you're that Chinese firm, it's never going to come in handy.
Right.
So if you're listening, all right, guys. There's that. All right. Click through our site, help us out. All right, what's going on? Busy times for me. That's what's going on. I'm going to answer my own question.
Okay.
This is this one time a year, like not the one time, but this is one of the times a year where every year, right the last couple weeks of November, I'm just busy as hell. Like when I go to, can we say hell on this show?
Sure.
Okay. I'm busy as HE double hockey sticks because mid-November is when I go to Canada. I go and I shoot a project for a client, this big firm, a bunch of lawyers. It's called a law firm when you put that together, all together. And so I shoot a project for them every year, a different project. And so it's a pretty hectic shooting schedule. And then I have to edit it together in a couple of weeks because it's due. Like they're showing it at their holiday party. And so that's what I've been doing now. It's just been off the hook. I just feel like point of this is, I feel like I'm barely keeping up to things, let alone flourishing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So my point is, photography-wise, my photos a suck.
Okay. Do you want to hear about mine?
Yeah, let's hear about your photos.
Well, I haven't taken many actual photos, but I did take a lot of photos in, I'm going to say, October.
Okay, and that's relevant.
No, well, just hang with me for a second. But what I find this time of year, and this is kind of, again, part of the holiday kind of time of season where I'll often kind of spend November or a good chunk of November going through the photos from October and then making relevant photo gifts. So, of course, you know, right now it's the hockey stuff. So hockey season is on. I took a bunch of action photos in September and October of my son's hockey team. And then now I'm kind of using some of those photos to make photo gifts for people on the team and whatnot. So I've been making hockey cards. I did make the big team composite. So that'll go out next weekend. We have our kids' hockey party. So that's going to go out.
You're just going to give that to all the parents.
Yeah. Well, the team had a budget for the team photos. So that the team's paying for the prints and all of that. Like I did the work. I'm not charging them for the work, but the actual cost of all the prints and everything, the team's paying for that. And then I'm making hockey cards. I'm sure the team will pay for that, but it's not a big deal. The cost is going to be pretty minimal anyways, maybe a couple bucks a kid. So I'm doing that right now. It's labor intensive in terms of 16 kids on the team wanting to make probably, well, the easiest thing is just to make four cards per kid.
You know what I would do? You know what my suggestion to you is, instead of charging them the $2, a kid or whatever it is. You'll inevitably have a team wrap up party.
Okay, yeah.
At the end of the year. Sorry, a season wrap up party with a team. Like the whole team will get together, you'll have a year end party once the season's over in April or whatever it is.
Yeah, yeah.
I would just tell them, hey, you know what would be nice? I would like it if you buy my dinner at PJ Burger and Sons.
Okay.
I will get the PJ Burger with the fried egg on it.
Right.
And here's the kicker. If you eat the whole thing, it's free anyway.
Wow, that's a great deal.
Are they still there at the end of Three Road? I'm not sure. They might not be there.
I don't think so. I don't believe they are. Okay. But to respond to your suggestion, my response would be, this is all just a labor of love. I enjoy doing it for my own son, and then I really like, I've never had a team of people, parents, kids, more appreciative of the work that I've done so far. Mm-hmm. So it's that alone that's kind of propelling me to do things that I might otherwise not do at this point, because people are just, they're so appreciative that it's fantastic. And we've kind of had that conversation in the past about, you know, for the most part, you do stuff and oftentimes you don't even hear back from people. You don't even know if they got it or, oh yeah, thanks. There's really nothing. And then you think, wow, that was a whole bunch of hard work for something that I don't think anybody else can do, or for sure that nobody else can do for nothing. And, you know, this team is the exact opposite to that. So absolutely, I enjoy it because of how much everybody else is enjoying it.
Here's the irony is that I like that people enjoy it. That's important to me. I very much like that part. I never want to hear about it. And so I remember I did those soccer pictures like about 4 weeks ago for my son's team. Mm-hmm. I said, I'll come out. I'll do all the things. And so here's the kicker. So I just busted on it, my ass, just to get it out that night. Like we took it, like I was done at 5:30 in the evening. And then I was like, all right, I'll upload a link and I'll send it to you. Well, I finished it that night. By like 9:30 that night, I sent a link to the coach who I've emailed multiple times. We've emailed back and forth about nothing for multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
So I email it and I hear nothing, which part of me is like, it's kind of cool. It's kind of surprised because in the village, like I'd expect to hear from a few of the people, but I didn't. Okay. That's okay. I kind of don't like the, hey, oh, that's going great. I'm like, yeah, no, I know I'm great. And I already know it, but no, see, I always feel like I don't like that much, but anyways, and so I was like, oh, I wonder what's going on. And so then I go to Canada and then come back, etc. And then I get an email from him 2.5 weeks later. Like I'm done 26 of these portraits. I'm done in like 2 hours of it from when I got home.
Right.
Sent him off, done, upload full res. Here you go. 2 hours later, go nuts. 2.5 weeks later, I get an email. Oh, I just saw this email. It was in my junk bin. Oh. Sweet. Thanks. You know, yeah. And I don't even care. Like for me, it's not even the photo part isn't even the part I care about. It's the speed, the alacrity that is my sort of pride where I'm like, yeah, man, I did this like that quick. Can you believe it? Holy cow. Everybody, you know, all hail me. But,
yeah.
And so then I just got burned, just bitten by my own snake.
Yeah. I don't know. For me, it's the fact that, you know, people that I don't even know go out of their way to say thank you. Like that's so opposite to what I've ever experienced with anything. And then I think that that's kind of the way human beings should be. You sure. know, like it's just acknowledge it. Like I don't need anybody fawning over it. I mean, that's all great. It's a ego boost and, you know, that's fine. I don't need that. All I like is the fact that people say, "Oh, I went and got a print," or "I'm going to go make a poster for my kid's room," or all I keep saying is, "I'm just happy they get used." I got a nice email from one of the parents on our team saying, you know, just how great it made her Christmas gifts for this year because she had a whole bunch of prints done of her son's photos and she's giving them to grandparents mm-hmm. and she's giving to family and he's got a big picture in his room. And I just said, that's what I love is that they're getting used. Like I have them, they're on my computer, but then if I send them out and people glance at them and they're like, oh, that's kind of nice. And then that's it. Then it's kind of like, all right, well, that seems like a waste, right? So the right. fact that people are getting them printed, a couple of things I've sent out. One mom who kind of has like a pretty nice kind of printing setup at her at her place, you know, prints some of the pictures for everybody and brings them. And I'm okay with that because her prints look better than most of the places that I've had prints done in the last couple of years. So so she kind of hands them out and to everybody without even asking, which, again, I'm completely fine with because I just like the fact that it's all getting used.
Yeah. Hey, man, thanks for the free photo. I sold it to Canadian Tire for their Christmas ads. Made 50 grand.
Yeah.
All right, man. I tell you what, I'm going to get your coffee.
Yeah.
I got that. That's on me. That's on me.
Yeah. Maybe that's happening. I don't know. Maybe someone's rich. Yeah.
I'm sure. I think I'd never tell you that. I on my baseball, he was a few years younger than me, the kid on my baseball team back home in Vancouver. He's the kid from the Canadian Tire ad. You know the one where the kid gets the bike and they pulls the bike out of the back of the pickup truck?
I don't remember, but
it
sure.
runs every Christmas. You can Google it. You can check it. It's a very classic Canadian ad. Like, it's a national thing. It runs every year, like even now, probably 25, 30 years later. And so he had a kick-ass car when he was 16 because he was getting his residuals from when he was 7. So, you know,
he's on your team now.
No, way back when, a long time ago.
Oh, okay.
He's much younger than me, so I didn't really know the kid.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, I did.
It's all very confusing. The story's very confusing.
I keyed his car, though, because F that kid.
Yeah. Yeah, nice. Good job.
Yeah. I hate Canadian Tire. Yeah. I shop at Home Hardware. Okay.
Yeah.
Moving on. Go play for Coquitlam. Thank you. All right. I had a whole bunch of other rants to do and about fixing the airlines. I'll save that for next week.
Great.
You know, one whole week has to go by before I fix the airlines. Okay.
Okay.
Sorry, guys. Well, we went long.
What about, this is just one other thing that I thought I'd mention. What about a Christmas card? Like, have you set up to do that?
Not yet. That's actually going to be our challenge for December.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, our actual monthly challenge is going to be Christmas / Hanukkah / holiday / I don't care why card.
Okay. Just because.
Humanity card. Call it a humanity card. I don't even care. I don't care what it's for. Send out a nice picture of, you know, whatever it is that you think people would like to see.
Sure.
So there's that. So I haven't done that yet. The whole plan was like when I got back, we're going to do it. And then my wife had to go on some week-long seminar, and so she's been gone. And so I'm just going to do it without her, you know, send it out. Kind of a jerk move, though.
Because you usually all get in the photo. I'm usually not in the photo, nor is my wife. It's usually just my kids.
Ah, see, you got to get in the photo this year, I think.
Nope.
You got to do it.
Nope. No? Not doing it. Nope.
Why not?
I don't know. It's tradition. It's got to, you know,
keep. Yeah, so it's misspelling your own name, but so
yeah, what? I'll just try to keep that one alive, too.
Yeah. All right. Then last update before we move. Oh, no, I do have a did you shoot anything interesting story, but my daughter's in grade 2. And she came home yesterday with, she had her homework, and then she had extra homework that she'd asked for. Like, she just went to the teacher and asked for more homework. I was like, oh no, you're a nerd. That's not going to be good for anybody. But she decided she wanted to do grade 3 math this year as well.
Okay.
So a very proud dad. No, I was a super proud dad because I'm Joe Math, right? And the fact that she's in grade 2 and brought home grade 3 math, she's going to do her grade 3, apparently she's going to do grade 3 math this whole year at home.
Amazing.
Okay, not amazing. I'm just proud of her. I don't know. I'm supposed to be upset at her.
What is your wife as a teacher thing?
Not super thrilled.
I'm pretty sure my wife as an educator would say that's dumb, so.
Yeah, she's well, and see, my wife's mother's also was an educator, retired now.
Yeah.
Well, retired, I mean, fired, obviously. But yeah. She's not super thrilled either, but I don't care. What do they know?
All the stuff in school. I mean, I'm watching my kids do, you know, math stuff that's coming home from school, and
your daughter's also doing grade 3 math?
Yeah. So she's in grade 6 and she's in a 6-7 and Jack's in a grade 4-5. And so both of them are the younger side of their classes. And so there's a lot of overlap in terms of for every subject that they get, you know, more or less the same stuff. And so, you know, it's just interesting. I don't really like how math is being taught now. It just, I don't know. I don't agree.
They don't do that Common Core stuff here.
I just think that a lot of it, it just doesn't mean anything to the kids. And I don't know. I don't like the way the curriculum is, but that's just one man's opinion.
No, I think I've seen the curriculum there. I agree with you, man. Like, so I've been teaching my kids math before they even went to school, right? Because I'm a humongous dork, and I'm not really teaching them math, but I'm showing them the visualization of it and the actual physical relationship that numbers have with the world. And which I know it's kind of weird how I understand. I've seen some of the number line stuff and I don't like how they teach that math either. So I'm not sure that they do all that. They've introduced a little bit, and I've kind of told my daughter to ignore that. I don't care if she fails it or not.
Yeah, that's sort of where we're at. And I keep thinking about just functional math, everyday math. Where is math used in real world practical situations? And
right.
You F-stops. Need to be, yeah, you need, yeah, exactly. And you need to be able to do this stuff in your head. You don't want to be pulling out your phone to do calculations. You need to be able to figure out practical everyday math. And math is, like, I'm sure you're probably the nerdiest to talk about this with, but it's everywhere. It's just, there's tons and tons of applications. But what I see with the way that, you know, worksheets come home is that there is no practical application to some of the math that's being sent home. And so I just look at this and just, it makes me so angry, because I think, what a complete waste of everybody's time some of this stuff is. And that's probably every subject in every country that I think as parents we could look at this stuff. And I'm not saying that when we went to school things were better, because there was, I mean, a colossal waste of time. It was for me going through grade school as well. But I keep thinking, like, the most practical thing for the kids to be able to do is sort of be problem solvers, whether it's, you know, it's a math problem or whether it's a sort of scientific problem, is that, you know, come at it with sort of the idea of what's the problem here and how am I going to solve the problem? And yes, if you can get that by grade 6 or grade 7, then I think you're doing really well.
That's what we're going for. I was very fortunate. I had the same math teacher in grade 8, 9, and 10. Great guy, Mr. Harwood. Talked about him on the show before. I photographed him like 7 years ago or something like that. And the way, like, looking back, I didn't notice at the time, like, because, you know, I was 12 when I first met him, and which kind of blows my mind now that I'm saying it out loud. But he kind of taught math as if it was kind of an art. Like, there was science to it, but also as if it was a bit of an art. Like, it was kind of, you could sort of associate and apply it to real life, you know. And the basic, like, I know that he's not the only one to do this, but basically, like one very, very small example would be, pi isn't really 3.14159. Pi is 22 over 7. Get on with your life. Like, and that's the flexibility you could have. Like, just use 22 over 7. You can do it in your head. Awesome. Now move on. Like, and for all the significant digits you need, you're going to be fine in life. If you're building a house, or even a piano, 22 over 7 is going to be good enough.
Mm-hmm.
And so that sort of flexibility, and I always kind of, I really loved that. And so that's what I'm trying to pass on to my kids. All right. Under the shoot, anything interesting? So my wife's cousin had a baby a couple weeks ago, and they wanted baby photos. So guess who they came to?
Your daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She's good at math. She did the baby math. they came to me, and I was like, you know what? You know what sucks? By the way, just sort of on this topic, you know what sucks?
Doing baby photos?
You nailed it. Holy cow. Why do we even bother? I hate this.
I've never done this other than for my own kids. I haven't done this for anybody else. I think the youngest I went was maybe a year and a half, but it was also done in the context of family photos. Not that I can recall. I've done maternity ones. I don't think I've ever specifically done just newborn photos, and I've kind of avoided it like the plague.
As you should. I would rather have the plague. I'll be honest with you. At least you know what you're getting. At least there's some sort of, you can sort of define the plague. Like there's some constants in the plague. I took baby pictures for my kids, you know, and then for my, you know, friends of my wife when they had their kids, I would, you know, take their baby, but they'd come to the house. Mm-hmm. And come they'd come for coffee, and while they were there, I'd say, "All right, why don't you pop down here for 10 minutes? We'll take a photo." Not the case. So this was kind of an appointment, like where I was like, "All right, well, they're gonna come over. They want portraits,
right?"
And I was like,
"And these are friends of your wife? This
her cousin? It's my wife's cousin. So very close. She's done a lot for us, and you know, babysat, you know, which I'm guessing we're gonna do now too. But so I was like, you know what? Yeah, definitely come over. We'll take a picture for the announcement card, for example. But they kind of wanted a whole photo shoot, and I was like, do you though? Like, what for? Now, baby pictures, you've seen the really awesome, there are awesome baby photos online where they get these babies put into these weird yoga positions and it's like, wow, what are you doing? And they look nice, and like the lighting is great and the contrast and et cetera, and it's black and white, and it's like the cutest baby of all time, even though it's not, it's photoshopped. But the point is, and so I'm looking at this, and I would look at those pictures and I think, my baby has never done that. Right. My baby has never got down on all fours and then put their hands up and put her chin into the heel, you know, the palm of her hand. She's never done that.
Right.
Because she's 2 weeks old. So I don't understand. Like that picture means nothing to me.
Has your baby ever climbed into a large cooking pot and then put on a chef's hat?
No, but it was the top of a pumpkin.
That's right.
Yeah, it was a pumpkin, and no, never done that. No, I probably did relatively. I don't think I did goofy things, really. I mean, outside, maybe, you know, in the grass or something like that, but never. I don't think I ever did anything weird like that. But anyways, point being is, so people come over, and this is not on them. This is, I appreciate them, but they come over and they want, they look at, like, I have a lot of good photos of my kid, both my kids at that age, like a lot of really nice, even posed ones, like studio, like with a little flash, et cetera, et cetera. Do you know why I have a bunch? It's not because I had 20 minutes on a Saturday. It's because my camera and flash was always with me. And so when my kid did something cute, I could bust the camera out and snap a photo of it.
Right.
You're not going to get 100 awesome photos in 20 minutes.
Correct.
Nor did they expect that. They were very good about it.
How many did they expect?
I don't know, but then like the husband there, who's a nice guy and everything, but he's like, "Oh, can you just send me all the photos?" And I was like, no, I'm not gonna do that. Like there's like 19 people standing directly behind you. Go look over here, look over here. And you're like, "Oh, why would you look? I don't even want to look. I want you to go in the other room." And so you're snapping away, hoping that they're going to look, right? And yeah. So now you have like 14 awful photos, and then the 15th photo is slightly less awful. So I was like, "What am I going to send all this to you? Why? What are you going to do with those? Let me save you some time."
What was your setup here? Just give us a little bit of a background.
Oh, we did do a couple setups. There's a few setups where I bounced around a little bit. But here's the deal. Essentially, do yourself a favor. Keep it to just one flash in an umbrella, because it just hucks light. You're not going to get super high contrasty and moody with kids, right? Mm-hmm. So you just want to huck light everywhere. Nice soft light. They had the white background they wanted. They know I have a white background. They wanted the white background. And they also, like, they want a one picture of the kid with the white background, and then the three of them all together, right, against the white background. So I did that. That's no problem. But ended up, the only takeaway is, if you are getting sucked into doing baby pictures, first of all, just say no. Don't do it. But if you do get sucked into it, whatever you do, set it up so that you're using low flash power. So like 1/32nd of, or if you can get down to 1/64th, that would be the greatest. Bump the ISO up. It doesn't matter. You'll be fine. Point is, you don't want to be blasting the kid's face with full power flash.
Right. Even with the umbrella.
Correct. Even with the umbrella, it's a lot. So just kind of knock it down as much as you can and just a little flick of light. 1/32nd power is good and 3 cycle times fast enough. But yeah. Again, wish I just said no.
So you don't weren't thrilled it. With the results?
You know, they're fine, but like when you start doing the math, like I pride myself on having a very low shooting ratio, like keepers to how many I shoot to how many I keep. I like to keep it very low. I don't like to overshoot.
Right.
But with the kids, you kind of have to. You don't have a choice. And so all of a sudden it's like, all right, well, I shot like 250 pictures and there's 4 good ones, you know? And that most of it's on the kid, you know. I didn't crap my pants in the middle of this. Okay,
that's good.
Twice, yeah, that's good. No, I didn't do it twice. Okay, but so I blame it on the kid. You know, I blame the kid, of course. But so overall, I don't know. I haven't even gone through all of them. I sent them a couple. I've been busy, so I'll let you know. I'm not gonna let you know because nobody cares
how don't many good ones know. I got. Please don't let me know.
Photo challenge this week, this month, is our monthly challenge for November, is fall colors. Why November? Last year, I think we did it last year in October.
Mm-hmm.
I was reading the writing on the wall, man. It was in October and it was sunny and warm. We were at the pool still. So I was like, you know, there's no way there's going to be fall colors. So let's push it to November. That's when all the fall colors will happen. It didn't.
I missed it.
It didn't happen. Did it happen? Did you miss it or it just didn't happen?
I think it might have happened for a very short window, but I was otherwise busy, so I didn't get it. But I think some people must have got it.
Judging by the entries this month, no.
Okay. Okay. Nobody got it.
Well, no, some people did. Okay. There's 13 of them. So let's go through those first. All right. In no particular order. This is how I just grabbed them off the internet. So first up, the Earl of Grad from Santee, California. You know where that is?
No.
Me neither. Are you going to Google it or no?
No, I'm not.
Okay, me neither. He says that we are in Southern California. We don't get a lot of fall colors here. Except for his grandson, Waylon, found a little bit of fall colors. Did he?
Oh. I'm not sure he did.
I blame the climate.
I blame nature. Yeah.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on the photo?
It's fine. I wish I could see his eyes and face a little bit more.
This is the neighbor from that, I can't think of the name of the show, with Tim
Allen. Oh, yeah, Tim the Tool Man. I don't know what the show is.
Tim the Tool Man. Yeah. Tool Time.
Sure.
It's called Tool Time. Home Improvement.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
You think I would have known that?
Tool Time is the name of the show on the show, though.
Have you ever seen a full episode of Home Improvement?
No, I have not.
No, me neither. Why would you?
It ran for like a zillion years and was the number one rated comedy in the U.S. forever. Yeah, never watched a full. I think my longest time must have been under 5 minutes of watching it.
And it was fine. I wasn't angry at it.
It was when Pam Anderson segments would come on.
Oh, yeah. I would skip ahead. I would YouTube them back then. Before there was YouTube, I would watch French CBC. He shoots, he scores for some side boob, and then hopefully... she would come on.
Okay.
All right. Like you don't know who Pierre Lambert is.
I don't.
You've never seen He Shoots, He Scores on French CBC?
No. I've never seen it. I've heard of it. I've never watched
it. Who's the other guys? Pierre Lambert and Mark something.
Great.
All right. This is fine. I don't know. I don't know what to say. He's not, the kid's not in focus.
Oh, I didn't even notice that, but you're right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he doesn't, the kid doesn't not look like Haley Joel Osment. While we're on the subject.
A little bit, yeah.
Earl, this is not what you wanted to hear.
Right.
You'll hear just some stupid ramblings of some guy. Yeah, this is fine. It's, you know, if there's no fall colors, there's no fall colors.
Yeah.
What okay. do you do?
Yeah.
All right. Link shoots. This is Solitude Mountain Resort. I think he shoots this every a lot of times in Utah. How have I never been to Utah?
I went once.
Have you been?
I went for a hockey tournament when I was probably about 11 years old.
Okay.
Yeah. That's it.
I don't know why more.
Salt Lake City hockey tournament. Yeah, that's it. That's all I remember. I think we went and visited the because it was the Olympics, whatever year that was.
Uh-huh.
19, I don't know.
2002.
No. Was it?
2002? No. Couldn't have
was
been.
Was it? 1998?
No. 94? 96. No, no, no. That was 94. That was when they did the switch. 92?
92?
No, no, no. It couldn't have been 92 because then 94 was Lillehammer and then Seoul, Korea.
This is great podcast, but whenever
how old were you?
I want to say I was, yeah, I was maybe 12, something like that. I want to say about 12 years old. So I don't know if it was just before or just after.
So that would have been like 1990 then.
Yeah.
It must have been just after. I'm going to say it was 92 because then 94 was the Lillehammer. That was the year they crossed over into the
I think
the
it was 92 years. And Canada won the gold with like, you know, Mario
Negative.
Lemieux and
no.
What? Canada didn't win. They won at Salt Lake, didn't they?
They won. No, they lost. They did win in Salt Lake. 98 was the year they lost in Nagano.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I'm pretty sure they won in 92. 92
was
awesome.
That was when Gretzky was the coach.
Yeah, and Mario played, like, kind of
ended
his career, yeah.
Right.
Everyone is just absolutely
on pins and needles. Are you guys writing this down? Are you writing this down?
But, okay, the photo's good. I like this photo. I'm not sure how much of it's fall colors, but it's just a nice photo.
There's some fall colors in there, but it's not dominant. I think it's taken at the exact right time. This is a throwback. So he took this in... Well, in all fairness, like we tried to time this so that it was fall colors for everybody. So if your fall colors happen in September, early October, that's fine. We're not gonna punish anybody for that.
Right. No, it's a good photo. I like
this. September. So this is a landscape photo at f/1.8. No, sorry. It's a 50mm f/1.8 at f/8. I misread that. Long exposure, 30 seconds. I do like this. All of his photos make me want to go to Utah.
Sure.
I don't know why more men don't want to go to Utah.
That's great.
All right. All right. Good stuff. Yeah. No, they can't dance. All right. Next up. That's a good one. I like that. I like what's going on with the sky. It's very good balance with the light and there's still light in the sky, and yet we have the lights in the village. Very cool. I like what's going on there. All right, next up, your buddy. I'm going to let you take this one.
Panger,
stepping back into the ring.
I feel like it's because I've been calling him out that Panger's back.
Yeah.
I like it. This is fall colors.
Yeah, so you could have done it.
Yeah, I should have done it.
I mean, he lives in your neck of the nape, so...
Yeah, this could have been taken like right outside my house.
What if that's you in the back, just out of focus?
It could be. That might be me.
Panger just stalking you. I would love it. I would love it if the Panger just ripped off his challenge photo in your front yard. If he just rolled into your yard and just took a whiz, be less dominant than taking a photo.
Panger, I love your photo this month.
It is good. It's very good. I like the colors. Well done.
It's definitely fall colors. Good job.
Yeah. All right. Next up, Pixelscaper.
I like this too.
Yeah, this is a nice one. I like what's going on here. This is, I thought this would be in Madison County, but it is not.
Definitely a wide angle lens too.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm looking at it. It's a 16mm, but yeah, it just has the, you know, the distortion that we're talking about.
Definitely a Canon 5D Mark III.
Okay, definitely 5D at 16 millimeters. Yeah,
definitely. Click a Brett definitely thinks it's well done.
But the vertical lines...
If we're just pointing out the obvious, we're just going to point out the obvious.
The vertical lines at the edge of the frame, that's kind
definitely,
of the
telltale. Definitely Vita Oregon.
Vita Oregon too, yeah. Yeah. But I like it. I like the foreground with all the leaves. Like that's...
And the reflection.
If you were shooting this with a different lens, I mean, you would really not get the scope of this photo, and all those leaves really do look cool.
They do. And for me, the reflection really makes it work.
Sure.
All right. Next up, we got Marion Maid once again announcing that this is not his kid, which is fine because that's not him in the picture. That'd be weird if it was.
I like this photo. I hate this pose. I hate this pose. If Marion was the one that suggested this pose, then I hate this photo. But if it was the subjects insisting that they take the photo with this pose, then I suppose we'll let it be. Everything else about this photo I like. I like the exposure.
Why do you hate that pose?
Oh my God!
Is it just bragging? Like, hey, I did that?
No, it's so unnatural. Nobody does this. This is not a thing.
I do this all the time.
Not to my wife,
random pregnant girls on the bus.
Sadly,
hey, care for a fucking navel.
And with that dress, she's probably got one. No, I think that that this is one of those photos that just why'd you go and take a perfectly good thing and mess it up with a horrible formulaic pose? And I would love to hear the argument on the other side of why this is a good pose and why we should all do this with maternity photos. Absolutely hate this pose. Everything about the photo is great. Everything else about the photo is great.
It is good. It is good. I like where here's what I like. I'm going to point out the positive because that's what I do. I look for the positive in life, Adam.
Okay. And I turn everything into a frown.
Yeah. Math is for suckers.
Yeah.
I like, it's not an exact match. And again, I'm colorblind, so I can be way off, but I like the color scheme of the dress. And that guy's kind of weird hooded sweater against the skyline, and that the buildings in the background all have a very blue palette, and that matches the dress. Mm-hmm. And then and then we have the fall colors in the foreground with the greens, with the grass, and then the sort of the browns and the whatnot in the leaves. So I like how that offsets that way.
Okay.
All right, moving on. D-Mac.
Marion, I hope you took other photos without this pose. That's all I'm saying.
Well, hang on a second. Now, I'm just jazzed that he's taking this seems to be someone he's taking pictures for other people.
Mm-hmm. This is it says there's hashtag side hustle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I want to phrase this properly because I take zero credit, but I'm proud. I'm excited. I'm excited that people who listen to the show have been able to not just take their hobby and then turn it into a hashtag side hustle.
That's absolutely great. No, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
He obviously did not listen to any of the episodes on posing technique. So
did we do those?
Didn't we do something
like what about posing?
We had a whole episode dedicated to don't do this photo.
Is that, we had Dwayne said that, right?
Yeah, he said don't do this. No, I don't
do this. I think we had Dwayne on for posing. We had Dwayne on for posing. I'm bad at posing. I'm not to defend anybody. I don't like whataboutism for arguments, but I am, like, when people are like, hey, how should I pose? I'm like, what am I, your mom? Like, just stand there. Look good. Hey, no, don't do that. Look okay, you can't look attractive. Look less ugly. That's what I tell people. That's my posing technique.
Right.
Yeah.
Does that work?
What do I know? No. No. And most of them are babies. They don't even understand English anyways. Like, what's the problem? They're like, hey, man, I'm in Germany. Like, why do you speak German?
Yeah.
Like, all right, fine.
All right.
Talk to you when you're a year old, man.
I would love to hear Marion's retort
about. Oh, pretty sure you're gonna.
Yeah. I'm not gonna probably read it though, Marion. So save your breath.
That's because you can't read.
Okay.
Yeah. You know what? You have to get Siri to read it to him. DMAC 14609. I'm now. Here's the math in me. I got to break down those numbers.
I like.
No. Hold on.
I like this photo though.
What's really the 14609? What does that mean?
I don't know.
It's got to mean something. It's not random.
It could be.
Was he born June 14th, 2009?
Maybe. God,
This guy's nine years old.
14608 was taken.
Yeah, no, obviously, but just saying, like, wow. Like this. So, yeah, this photo is great for a nine-year-old.
Yeah, it is.
I do like it. I like what's going on. There's one thing that's bumping me. And then I look at it hard, and it's okay. But then, it bumped me originally. Any okay. idea?
Is it the branch?
No, the branch is delightful. Why okay. would you say that?
Is it, I mean, I feel like the trees on the edge of the left side of the frame, either in or out with that stuff, like, you know, but other than that, I like the photo. I love the clouds. The clouds are awesome in this.
Mm-hmm.
And the color's great.
It's the little, the middle on the left side with those rocks, that rock face. At first glance, it looks like a reflection, like you're shooting this out of your car window.
Mm.
And then you look close and you realize it isn't. And then you look not close and then you think it is again. And then I go through this whole loop and I wasted the better part of my morning this morning looking at that.
And the better part of the last 30 seconds of all of our lives.
Next up.
Okay.
Next up, we got R. Coakley 61.
Yep.
All right. What do you think of this one?
Eh.
Oh, see, I think plus a little bit more though.
Okay.
What makes it
I don't know. It's a red leaf.
It's pavement, right? That's got to be a sidewalk.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's fine. I look at this one and I'm thinking this is a save because he probably didn't have the fall colors as well. See, when I thought of the fall colors, when I said, okay, man, I'm going to do fall colors, it's going to be like something out of a Stephen King novel, you know, like some sort of a main hayfield. Like, it's just going to be amazing. And I didn't shoot that. Like, spoiler alert for mine coming up, I wasn't able to make that happen this time or ever. But so I think that happened to a lot of people. So I think this was a good save. This is definitely fall colors. Contrasted with something in the city. This looks like it could be a Vancouver photo with the rain. Now, is this in black and white except for that color? Or is it just that is the color palette as it looks in real life?
I think it's the color palette, yeah.
Okay. If this is the actual color palette and you didn't do the selective color, I'm going to give it a pass. If you did the selective color, say, what is this, 1992, Schindler's List? We're not doing that anymore.
Okay.
Yeah. So there we go. So yeah. So R. Coakley, if we do want to hear from you, send your email to Marion, and he'll sort it out. All right. Next up, JGL Photo. This is Lost Maples. I've never heard of Lost Maples. Do they have maples in Texas? I thought maple was in Canada only.
I don't know.
Maples. Maybe it's Maples. I don't speak Spanish. Los Maples. Right. I would go there. I'd go to that park.
Yeah, why not?
So what do you got going on here? What are you thinking about?
I like part of this image.
Same part as I do.
It's too much rock.
There you go. Too much rock.
Is that your feeling?
Yeah. Mm. Not enough techno.
Sure.
No, I don't care about that rock.
Yeah.
That rock looks like a fish head to me. Don't need it. Don't need to see that.
Yeah, it's too heavily weighted in this frame.
But to play devil's advocate, what would you do? Would you get rid of it entirely? Then it's just one tree you have in your shot.
Well, maybe there's a different place that you could compose this photo from. You get to a different angle.
No, there isn't. No,
there is none. Yeah.
No, you're looking at it, man.
maybe climb that rock and shoot it with a fisheye lens.
Shoot with the 16, and then Adam can say, this is obviously a wide-angle lens.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. It's fine. All right. So far, has there been... just Matt. Oh, no, sorry. Matt and... Marion and the Earl of Grad are the only two shots with people in them.
Yeah.
And do we get any more coming out? Spoiler alert, no, we don't. No, we don't. That's the only two. Everything else... All right. Next up, Christopher Hand. Okay. Remember his dad was a teacher in Fast Times,
Richmond. That's right. Mr. Hand.
Aloha, Christopher Hand. From Edmond, Oklahoma. I'm telling you, there are only a few more days left of these fall colors. Yeah. Even then, not really. Again. The sun coming through, it's fine. I look at this, I don't think fall colors.
No.
I don't can't blame you, man.
I blame Pietro Cagnasso for saying I love this shot.
Yeah, I already sent him a stern email.
That's the, for those listening at home, that's the Instagram person who loved this shot. Yeah. No, yeah. It's again, it's eh.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, moving on.
Next one's good. I like the next one.
Okay, tell me why. J.C. Russo, obviously Pawnee Run Lake. What do you like about this?
I love the colors that are in this. Now, it looks like it's been enhanced. Mm-hmm. Maybe it hasn't, but I like the enhancements, and I really like the subtle colors in the background here. So I'm guessing that's a reflection, right?
It looks to me like that's floating on some water.
Yeah. So but it's just nice. And I don't know, the subject comes to life here. I don't know.
So is that reflection or is that underwater? Like that's those other leaves are under the water. Yes.
Yes. I believe
otherwise. So. Otherwise they're really close to the surface out of frame.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's just, it's cool. It's different looking. There's a uniqueness to it. I don't know exactly about whether I would stare at this and say fall colors, but I just like the photo. I just like the photo. It speaks to me.
And if there was a person in this, it'd be really creepy. So yeah, good for you.
Yeah.
All right. Next up, we got Galway Viewfinder, Last of the Autumn Color. It's from Ireland. Obviously the west coast of Ireland. What are your thoughts on this one?
I like this one. I think I'd like it more if it was either like a wider or a different perspective. It's a bit too flat to me. There is the depth because of the path.
Right.
But the photo itself, I feel like it's just missing something. I think a wider angle lens or maybe a lower perspective looking up or maybe a person on that path, something to anchor
it. Not on the path. It could be someone on the path. Could be like James Joyce walking his sheep or whatever he was doing.
Sure.
But or I just feel... I feel somebody sitting on that little bench in the front left is perfect to be a perfect setup.
Sure, something. But just missing something in my opinion.
Could be... What's that guy? What's the... Colin Farrell. He's the Irish guy, right?
Sure. Maybe Robin Hood's in this photo.
Robin Hood. Come on. Did you see the trailer for that movie?
No.
Go watch the trailer and just go look and just ask yourself, hey, why did this lose $148 million? Yeah, shocker. Big surprise. Okay, P.S. it sucked.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I didn't see the movie. I could tell. I couldn't get through the trailer. That's if after like 40 seconds, you're like, I can't watch the rest of this two-minute trailer. Yeah, you're in trouble. All right, next up. We have Van Gogh.
Yeah, I don't. Is this a tree? Like, what are we looking at here?
I don't think it matters what this is. I think this is the leader in the clubhouse.
I'm confused and perplexed.
Worst clubhouse ever. To be fair,
yeah.
A lot of hackers in the clubhouse. A lot of mulligans taken. This, speaking of Ireland.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's interesting. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is it? I'm assuming this is shot into water
or through a stained glass window or something.
An autumn abstract and alliteration. Alan and Adam and Adam autumn. Well, he gets it just for alliteration alone. Mm-hmm. Roger Dahlman from Great Falls, Virginia. Yeah. Okay. So I'm just realizing, like, hey, can people find these? But yeah, if you enter Hey Hosers or hashtag Two Hosers Photo Challenge, if you're just a listener, you can find these pictures that we're talking about. I'm just now a year and a half later catching up on how the internet works. That's in real time on the show.
Great.
Boy, oh boy.
Moving on.
I like it. Here's one extra thing I do like about this. One thing that definitely makes it a leader in the clubhouse is that Mike Roskopf commented on it. Mike follows, he listens to the show and he follows us on Instagram. So this is one listener commenting on another listener's photo, and that was the whole goal. So
wow. I agree.
Yeah. Okay, the goal wasn't one listener commenting on one other listener. It was everybody to kind of come together and explain to Marion why that's a bad pose. But
I'm just going to say something right now. Because I'm already one step ahead. I'm already looking at the next photo.
Yeah.
But I have to say this. If you're an adult and your comments are 100% in emojis, I have a problem with you.
Is that Patty KL and Bill Webb? Yeah.
That's why I can't post anything anymore on any social media. I can't deal with that.
Yeah.
I'm not an emoji guy. I'm not an emoji guy. No, I've never sent an emoji.
I'm not even an emotion guy. Like, yeah. That's just a waste of time.
Yeah.
In life. But no, I heard there was like an announcement a while ago, like, oh yeah, Apple released a whole bunch of new emojis. Like, what? What for?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I haven't used the old ones. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm not the barometer. Never mind. It's going to go down a dark path. All right. So Mike Gates Photography. This is his, he posted two. I chose this one. Go.
I don't know what this is. Yeah. There's blueberries. Are these blueberries?
Now here's the thing. I have actually looked, we follow Mike Gates Photography on the Instagram, and take this in the spirit in which is intended. This is easily his worst photo.
Okay. Now, Mike Gates, the little Instagram photo, just so you know, his little Instagram photo, he looks a lot like Santa Claus, or that's a photo he took of Santa Claus in his house.
He lives in Alaska.
Okay, so he's Santa
Claus. But no, but what I'm saying is, like, if you follow his feed, I urge you to follow him. Go ahead and follow him, and he does take fantastic, like, his photos are great. Like, I really do like all his photos of Alaska, of Ketchikan, are fantastic. This isn't that one, though. I think our listenership just fell off a cliff after this week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Okay. All right. Now, well, hey, don't worry. It's
about my photo is not good. Just FYI.
Yeah. Don't worry. It's about to get real. Yeah. So I feel like we're just trying to lower the bar because, oh my God, what's about to happen? All right. Well, so let's have a look at yours. Look at yours. This is not fall colors.
No, this is...
You didn't even try a save.
No, I just went with, hey, the kids are playing street hockey, and this is the photo taken in November, so that's my entry into fall colors. So, yep, photo
what's
in November.
The color? What's the color here?
The color is overcast drab, but the kids are having fun playing street hockey, so there's that.
Are they?
They are.
Looks like your son may have... well, never mind. The fall color here is blue. They're all wearing blue. I got Seahawks. We got Blue Jays. And what's with the kid pulling it over his eyes like he's too cool for school?
No, he's just looking down. That's just...
Yeah, he's losing the ball. Yeah. Losing the ball. What's happening?
He's getting hacked by my son.
Jack's about to lift up a stick and fucking knock his two front teeth out. And shouldn't they be wearing helmets? Shouldn't these kids? What is this generation called? By the way, I mean there's the we're past millennials. What are these guys going to be called?
I don't know.
Complete pussies. Is that the name?
Yeah, I think so.
Not your son. Your son's cool. I like your son.
Tough as nails. Yeah.
Tougher than a night in jail. That's for sure.
Yeah. But no, I just didn't have an entry and I thought, okay, I go one of two ways here. I either go back to last year, the year before, or I was going to actually go when my kids were really little and just try to slide this one in. Like, oh no, I just took this. Or I thought
he's Benjamin Button this crap. All right,
we're just shooting what we've got outside. And that's like, the leaves are gone. The colors are gone. It's been overcast and rainy every day. This day it actually stopped raining for a few minutes. We were playing street hockey. I said, hey, I'm going to take a photo as you guys are playing around. And I snapped this photo and I just like the expressions. I know it's not fall colors. I deserve to eat it on this one because this is no way belongs in this photo challenge. But it is a photo that I did take in the period of time where I was supposed to take a fall photo.
I actually like this photo just fine. We're not gonna write a book about this.
No, but it's fun.
It is totally fine. And the reason why is like this to me screams Vancouver. If the cars weren't so new and the sticks weren't so expensive, this would be my childhood in the 70s. I used Titan though, not CCM, of course.
Yeah, me too, Titan.
Yeah, well, Gretzky did. I eat Pro Stars. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Gretzky didn't eat Pro Stars, but you have a trailer in the background. Like, that's awesome. I love the fact that somebody in that has a trailer park right there. That to me just yells, that just screams British Columbia. I don't know. So other than that, I like what's going on, the expression on their face. I do like the photo just fine.
Okay.
Still not fall colors though.
No, not fall colors.
So there's that. All right. So here's my shot. I shot this just before I left for Vancouver. Again, there was almost no fall colors. It was just what I had in mind was like this wide, like I was going to shoot like with the 17 to 40, like this super wide photo, like maybe go down to the Neckar Insel, the island in the Neckar River where they have these huge trees, very famous. I've shot fall pictures there before, people walking, like it's just amazing, right? Like when the leaves turn, it's very nice. Not quite as nice as Canada, which I like, but it really is a beautiful setting. I could shoot something down there. It just didn't happen. Like it wasn't available for me to shoot, And so I thought of a save and I thought, oh, well, there's one tree, where I could find where it was very, very yellow or orange or whatever that color is. I don't know. You tell me.
Yeah. Yellowy orange.
Yeah. And so, but all around it, there's no fall colors. It was just that one tree, really, essentially. And so I said, okay, well, I'll get my daughter to come down with me. She'll stand on this little bridge. I'll back way up to the next village, shoot it on like a long lens. And that way I can compress all the action. I can cut out all the non-fall colors. I can just project her up against this fall color background. And on top of that, there is a little flash just on camera left and behind, just adding a little bit of rim light, and it's full CTO. Just a hint. Like if I didn't tell you about it, you probably wouldn't even notice it.
No, I didn't notice it.
But now if you look on like the right side or her right side of the jacket, you can see a little bit of light separating her from the background. I don't like it when you can really, in the situation, when you can really see the backlighting, but this isn't quite enough. I think another little, maybe a half power, a little third of a power more would have been a little bit better. Okay. The end. No, the end.
Good. I like the photo. I think you win as far as the photo challenge for this month. Amongst not just my submission, amongst all the submissions, this is the most fall color plus good image. The only thing I don't really like about this photo, and it's not your fault, it's just you had to be there, is I don't love the the bars from the that are, you know, just happen to be what she's leaning on. That's just, it's just not pleasing, considering the stones from the bridge are nice, her pose is nice. Marion, take a look at Al's pose. This is much, much more what I'm looking for. But also just the, yeah, the bars, the colors in the back are great. Just the bars.
Germany's funny though, man. Yeah. Like no, but here's the thing with Germany, the style in Germany, it can be amazing. Like it can be great or it can be terrible. And part of it is like there's certain time periods. Like if you want to buy furniture here in Germany, don't bother. Just sit on the floor because I really, really can't stand the furniture here. Like it's I don't get it. I don't understand the design. It's you know? And so you have all this kind of old stuff that looks like, you know, belongs in a World War II museum, and it's just all the old stuff. I'm trying to choose my words very carefully here.
It's horribly ugly,
but it's why it's horribly ugly is it's just too much. Like you went too far. And then on the flip side, even though the very specific region I live in, so I live about, you know, I'm like 45 minutes away from Stuttgart. Okay. Now Stuttgart is like the main city near us. It got hammered during the war because there's a lot of production, a lot of like military production, a lot of industry here. Okay. Mm-hmm. So obviously you want to hammer it to slow the war machine. Well, the villages that we lived in, not relatively untouched, but there was some damage and stuff like that. So point being, when Stuttgart was rebuilt, now I'm not a historian, but what ended up happening after the wars, they rebuilt it, you know, under the Marshall Plan, and a lot of things they had, it was more about function than it was form. And so the architecture isn't awesome. It's more about like, okay, what can we do, you know, for a price? What can we do to get this up? We don't want ornate. And so they end up with something like, I don't know when this bridge was built. I'm just guessing, but it's not very nice looking. You're absolutely right. Now, in the grand scheme, in the setting, it's actually pretty cool. But the wrought iron work there, whatever that is not good looking. It's not ornate, but it is functional. People don't fall into the creek.
Well, that's good. Yeah,
that's what it is. But that's what it's about. Now, just to tie it all together before we, you know, finish the show here. You've been to downtown Vancouver before?
Yes, I have.
Okay, so driving from Vancouver into downtown, you can take it was one of two bridges. Well, you can take the Cambie, but I mean on the left side, on the west side, there's two bridges you can take. Mm-hmm. You can take the Burrard Street Bridge, which is functional, but also a very good-looking bridge. Like, it's an amazing piece of architecture built pre-war. And then right next to it is the Granville Street Bridge, which is also functional. However, it is ugly as all hell. Like, it is really like what is the Granville Street Bridge?
I don't know. It's a bridge.
Have you ever snapped a photo of the Granville Street Bridge?
No.
Burrard?
No.
Yeah, you. That's not true. You absolutely have.
Yeah, I have from Granville Island. Yeah.
Now the Granville Street Bridge was built post war when, you know, wasn't like we had tons of money kicking around, and so there's exactly one person interested in all this, and that's me. So I don't know why I'm telling you about it, but regardless, you're absolutely right. That's not the greatest looking.
Okay. Glad you agree with me.
Okay. All right. Next month challenge is Christmas/Hanukkah/holiday cards. I don't even care. Make it a card.
It's a card.
It's a card.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely celebratory. Not fall colors cards. Don't
celebratory
make it
fall card.
Color card.
No, don't make it fall colors, but celebratory, anything you're celebrating card.
Yeah, sure. I'm in for that. Mine's okay. Going to be a Christmas card.
Mine too.
Yeah. So there you go. So hashtag that Two Hosers Monthly Challenge or hashtag Hey Hosers. Put that on Instagram. And if you're still listening, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, nobody's listening. But our buddy, if he's still listening, that always does the crazy Christmas cards with his family that are.
Oh, that's J.C. Russo. That's Russo. He posted. He posted this month.
Okay.
And so, you liked his photo, so he might post again.
Great. Though he always has kind of the exceptional Christmas cards.
He's so the ones to beat. He's the one. Yeah, to beat.
He's the leader in the clubhouse for Christmas cards. That's for sure.
Yes. So all right, well,
I'm not going to beat his. I'm not even going to try to beat his.
Well, you know, I think he might be in his sometimes.
Yeah.
I want to see you in yours this year.
No,
come on.
Not, it's not happening.
It's just your wife and then some guy you hire.
Okay. Okay.
Some guy in Craigslist. Yeah. Try to get Craig.
Craig from Craigslist.
Yeah. That's why I'm going to introduce myself at parties. Oh, I'm Craig. Yeah, from Craigslist. Yeah. That'd be a great party intro. You're probably going to go to a bunch of parties with the holiday season coming up with people you don't know.
Sure.
Oh, man, that's awesome. Yeah, I'm Craig. Yeah, you know me from my lists. I make lists. Yeah. You just made the list, buddy. Yeah. Go get me a scotch and soda. Okay. All right, next week's challenge is drag the shutter.
Okay.
We haven't done that in a long time.
No.
Yeah, I'm sure we can do that no matter what the fall colors are. So we'll check that out next week. And websites. Adam, where can people go to find your stuff?
AdamSchwartz.ca.
You can find mine at alanatridge.com or the two of us at twohosers.com, where you can go to find all the links, photos, everything we just talked about. And that's it. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.